to general discussion item D. Take it away, Jay.
Okay. Yeah, I just got some calls this week from ranchers up in Colville area, and they're feeling pretty frustrated, I got to admit. There's a lot of help being given up there from all kinds of folks, but one thing that was mentioned, and so maybe this is more for staff to think about or pass on, is that they were talking about a new way to produce the telemetry data for ranchers that are working, you know, signing cooperative agreements, to not be so pinpointed or specific where they actually knew where the wolf is, but it's kind of a big blue blob that tells them their summer was in 2,000 acres. And to these ranchers, that's a joke. They know where the dens are anyway. They're not protecting anything. These aren't the type of ranchers that are going to go out and kill wolves willy-nilly. And then what, you know, was even harder to take was, well, then they just turn to their county commissioners who have the data, who, you know, can help them figure out if there's wolves in their pasture rather than in some 2,000-acre block. So I haven't heard about this, but it sounds like an idea gone bad in my mind. I mean, these
If I could just insert, that's what Jay Holtzmiller, one of the things that Jay Holtzmiller and I were talking about this morning, he also had just had a conversation with one of the ranchers up there. It just sounds like it's a brewing pot ready to explode. We have to get this information sharing taken care of. It's been going on and on. And it is just a real source of frustration for our ranching community up there that already is feeling the pressure of almost all the wolf packs in the state.
Yeah,
that would seem to me, to throw out the idea that this should be something that should be addressed at the next wildlife committee meeting and then brought forward to the full commission. If anybody has any thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, here's the schedule. In August, originally you'll recall that Jay Keeney submitted a blue sheet about looking beyond just the issue of translocation with the CEPA that's been opened as a result of the law that was passed by the legislature, and looking more extensively at the comprehensive wolf management plan, wolf conservation and management plan, that was going to be at the August meeting. However, simultaneously, staff is preparing a periodic status report on wolves, and that was planned for September. So what's going to happen in August is we're going to receive the regular annual wolf status report, and then in September, we're going to be getting a periodic status report, because it is a listed, state-listed species, and they're going to fold in the blue sheet requests. So, yeah, we're definitely taking a look at this. I've had fairly extensive discussions with staff and others. I've talked to Francine. I will be attending the first day of the WAG next week, so that we can talk about how the WAG's going to move forward. This is Francine's last meeting, parallel with now the commission really needing to get involved with the classification question. We're going to have a status report. It's really time to maybe take a look at the whole issue of classification and whether we got it quite right in terms of listing. So some of us are thinking about that. I think it's probably a good idea to have a discussion in the Wildlife Committee, but we're all going to be looking at it in September.
Very good. Thank you, Commissioner Thorburn. Other comments?
That doesn't get us through the grazing. I mean, that's after the grazing season, though, so we're all chewing our nails right now. And I think this issue of information sharing will be something that's discussed in the WAG, but I would, if Joe's still on the phone, ask staff to take a look at it. I think I'm going to talk to Pizangra also.
Well, then, this is Commissioner Caney. Maybe Joe, you could put a bug in Donnie's ear. And we're just reporting in from the public what we hear.
Right.
We're hearing this blue cow concept isn't working.
Right.
There's wolves on top of cows right now. First ranchers know it, but they like to know whether they can, you know, sleep that night or not.
Right.
And you don't know if it's 2,000 acres. Doesn't tell you anything. Why have it? You know, and the whole idea was they wait till July 15th to give that data to protect the den site. From who? There's no, you know, these are guys that, you know, they're not going to go sneaking on a den and kill wolves. So anyway, it's just an odd situation that I think, I don't know where it got started, but I think in previous years they tried to get that data to them as quickly as possible. And, you know, just to pass on again, what I've been hearing is real frustration, you know, to say pretty much to heck with the WFW. We'll just take it into our own hands. So
right.
I'm passing it on.
Mr. Vice Chair.
Yes, Joe Storr, please.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, commissioners, we'd be happy. Maybe what we should do is get Steve and or Eric to give any of you a call and just kind of walk you through what we've done. There's been a pretty extensive outreach effort. Well, let me step back. I believe that there was some commitment in the WAG or at some point in time to go back and look at these data sharing agreements. And so we went back and did sort of lessons learned. We as you know, are involved in a lawsuit that has a lot to do with reporting and spent a lot of time with ranchers. I think we met with 50, this is off the top of my head, I think we met with 52 ranchers and county commissioners from every county that has wolves and walked them through some ideas. The most controversial one is the one that Commissioner Caney, Commissioner Thorburn are mentioning, and it has to do with point data in terms of GPS locations versus something that's by section or by, I can't remember the designation, but it's larger. It is, you know, maybe a couple thousand acres. We have made sure that the sheriffs and county commissioners, as Commissioner Caney mentioned, continue to have the point data, and we're looking for assurances and for ways to make sure the ranchers have easy access to it. It will limit them in some ways, and we've gotten feedback, some acceptance, some reluctant acceptance, and some concerns. I think there's still room for some modification there. I think Commissioner Thorburn mentioned we were going to discuss at the WAG. So it's been a real balancing act, perhaps some detailed discussions from the wildlife folks would help you be prepared for the WAG meeting and for your further consideration.
Thank you.
Thank you.
At the last WAG meeting, it was discussed. It felt pretty uneven.
Did it?
There were a number of representatives of the Northeastern ranching community there presenting their views, and I think feeling pretty unheard.
Yeah, we've
and Mary Dyer was there kind of expressing the same thing.
Okay. Well, I'll point the wildlife folks towards Commissioner Caney, Commissioner Thorburn, any other commissioners you'd like a preview?
I think it might be helpful, Joe, once they cross these paths with the people that are more in touch with that, we could get an email, a briefing or something out to. I'd like to have something in my file on this. I think it's a bit of a, more than just a bit of a hot button, it sounds to be like, from the other commissioners.
Okay, will do.
And Joe, this is Commissioner Baker. Put me on the list, please.
Okay.
Okay, thank you all on that one. If we may, we can move into the delegation of authority under item D here.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. So let me say that this draft delegation of authority blue sheet response is just excellent. It's very nice. It's the kind of thing that's really going to further the dialogue when this comes up on the agenda in August. So let me put some compliments out to the people that were putting this together. Let me suggest one other thing, and then I have a question about part of it. The purpose does a very nice job of describing why, and so that's all very good. Action one is easily understood. Action two is easily understood. There isn't one there that describes the purpose of putting the highest agency priorities in front of the commission as appropriate. So there had been some discussion that maybe there were some high priority things that the commission was not seeing. And so the Chinook 10-year plan, RMP, might fall into that category. There had been some other discussions that when a FERC license, dam license comes up, the mitigation agreement is a very major policy decision, that maybe that's something that ought to come before the commission. So, again, just to further the discussion in August when we get together in Olympia, I wondered if the staff could look at adding an action three and do a little brainstorming about providing more agenda items for the commission on the highest policy priority matters that maybe haven't been coming before the commission in the last, say, 24 months. And maybe the staff could take a look at the last couple of years of agendas and put some examples in of things under action one that would be taken off, that were on the agenda the past couple of years, that would be taken off and just delegated to the director under the description of action one. Maybe some examples under providing an additional delegation of authority. What are some examples of agenda items that if the commission in August wants to go that route would be taken off the agenda? And maybe some examples under action three where there would be some new agenda items that weren't that never did come before the commission over the past 24 months that might be candidates that would. So so that's kind of my input to try to further this out a little bit so that we can have a good discussion in August. The question I have is under action one, number F, use of a consent calendar process. I wasn't quite sure what was meant by that. And if that gets into too lengthy of an answer, we could just hear it in August. But I wasn't quite sure what that meant.
Mr. Vice Chair.
Yeah, Joe Stewart, please.
Well, what I was trying to get to, Commissioner McIsaac, and thanks for the question, was I went through the last 18 months of agenda, both calls and meetings, and it looked like there were a number of examples there of let's, for example, take the hunting rules, where we've had our three-year package out for an extensive period of time. We've received lots of comments, provided lots of opportunities to comment, and in a particular area for a particular issue, we got literally no interest at all, or what we got was, this looks great, go ahead, from the public. It might be possible to use a consent calendar, or alternatively, alternative rulemaking process when you have consensus about an issue, to just take and group those together at the beginning of the presentation and not have the PowerPoint slide presentation on each subject. Just recognize that the commission's had a chance to review those ahead of time. The public's had an extensive chance to review them. Everybody seems to be okay to go forward. and we wouldn't have to spend 15, 20 minutes on each one of those as we move the overall package forward.
And Commissioner Carpenter, if I could add something.
Commissioner Thorburn.
I like consent calendars a lot because they're very efficient, and it also allows a commissioner member to move something off the consent calendar if they've heard an issue or something like that. So yes. So you get this list, we can either approve the whole thing or a commissioner could make a motion, see something on the consent calendar, has heard something about it, makes a motion, moves it off the consent calendar to allow more discussion. So it gives flexibility, but it is a really efficient means of moving, as Joe says, agenda items that don't seem to be controversial.
And Commissioner Carpenter, if I may?
Yes, Joe Storr, please.
I've actually gone onto the Google and have some rules of the road, some guidelines for consent calendars that I could share with the commission, so you can think about that before the August meeting, too.
Great.
Yeah, I think that'd be helpful. Any other discussion on that item? Okay. Any other discussion from the commission on general discussions, points?
Commissioner McIsaac.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. We've got some email traffic here on this Binky letter, and I wondered if now might be a good time to give the staff a clean release on sending that out. I did have came back into town, had a chance to look at it. It looks very nice to me. I see the words continue to engage. The continue to has been dropped. I presume that's because there wasn't any or it was insignificant. And if others want to go even a little stronger and ask for a meeting to try to emphasize the need for state interaction on this matter, I could go that far. But anyway, the idea here is just to have a little discussion amongst all of us so the staff can go ahead and pull the trigger on the release of that. It looks good to me as it stands, or I can even go with a little stronger.
Comments? I've read it, and I support the letter.
I do as well.
That's fine with me, too. This is Commissioner Grayville.
Is there any opposition from the commission to the letter going out? Hearing none, consider that done. Okay. Any other?
Commissioner Graybill?
Commissioner Graybill.
I'm sorry, I wanted to back up a little bit on delegation of authority. I'm not sure if this is the appropriate time to discuss all of these individual items, but there's a couple of things. One, Item E under examples under Action 1, it asks for Puget Sound clam and oyster seasons to be included in delegation of authority. In reading through the current delegation of authority document, that is included, I believe, and so we could take that off of that list. Also, under Action Item 2, the approval of timber sales, that also is addressed in the delegation of authority document, and that could also come off of this list.
Well, not at a million for areas that are not approved and don't have an approved management plan. A million board feet can be approved under delegation if there's an approved management plan, but it's less
correct
than that if it doesn't have an
approved. If it's less than that? Okay.
But well, we're going to discuss this at the next meeting.
All right, good. I just wasn't sure if this is the appropriate time. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Any commissioners with any other additional items they want to bring up under general discussion? Hearing none,
Mr. Vice.
I moved. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Thanks, Mr. Vice Chair. This is Joe again. Just a quick reminder, you all received the long-term budget plan draft, and the comment due date is today. So just a reminder that if you commissioners have any particulars you want us to include or change. Today's the day.
This is Commissioner Thorburn, Joe. Thank you. I'm almost finished with it and just want to express my gratitude to staff and the BPAG. I think it's a phenomenal document and really hope that the legislature gets it.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Any other items that I've overlooked anyone wants to bring up?
Commissioner McIsaac, just thank you, Mr.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Follow up. So on that last matter, could you restate again what today is the deadline for? Did you say additions or what was that again?
Comments.
We, Commissioner McIsaac, this is Joe. We sent out the draft long-term budget plan. That was the third part of our three-part budget proviso. That plan has been through the BPAG process, reviewed, and we gave it to commissioners, 2 weeks ago, something like that, and asked for comments. Comments are due today.
It was sent out on June 22nd from Nate to all of the commissioners.
June 22nd.
Okay, the long-term budget plan.
Yes.
Long-term funding plan, yeah.
Oh, right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. If there are no other points of discussion, I will move to adjourn the conference call of the Washington State Fish and Wildlife Commission. It is 9:12 a.m. on July 6, 2018. Be safe. Have a great weekend. All, thank you.